This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's happy hour time. Although I kind of think this whole show has been a happy hour, extended version.
It has.
Yeah. 5 o'clock, Gwen and Chrisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby today. Scraby boots us out of here at 6 o'clock, and then he continues on for an hour with the Scraby Chronicles. We will still get to previewing the AL Central and the AL West. We did the East earlier in the program. I promise we'll get to those predictions this hour. Unless Scraby wants to tell more stories about when he worked in a bank.
I have crazier stories when I worked as a banker at Vaughn's.
If you missed the bank stories at 4:15, I highly recommend you go back and find it on the YouTube. Search that at 4:15.
Just go in knowing that Scraby is a mark. That's what you should know. That.
See, that's not what I wanted this story to have, like, the result be.
Well, I'm sorry. That is what you gave us.
A couple of football notes along to you.
I got to read something first. We got to get into this because, Tony, we have a happy hour sponsor now.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, it's now time for Happy Hour, brought to you by GL Pools, the company trusted by thousands of San Diegos to keep their pools sparkling, swim ready, and stress free. Call now and say radio for a free month of service. Visit glpools.com. Thank you, GL Pools.
Shout out to GL
Pools for sponsoring
Pools.
The happy hour.
Yeah.
Just in the nick of time for a little summer coming up. Things are warming up.
You are a pool guy out. Chris,
love to do my laps, Scrib. You got that right. Here we go with a couple of NFL notes. They're big ones. Russell Wilson signing with the Gigantes today.
Gigantes.
I don't know if the Giants paid attention to what Wilson did the last seven games of the season when he could barely complete a pass. But the Giants.
Do you know who they had?
Right. Before this,
they had Tommy DeVito. Luck and Tommy DeVito.
I think they're considering this an upgrade.
Do you think this is an upgrade?
For sure.
In the meantime, I guess Aaron Rodgers is just going to just hold the Steelers hostage for the rest of time.
Did you guys hear?
What is going on now with him?
Guys hear Cam Hayward speak on this?
Yes. You know, he wasn't pleased.
Yeah, I like that.
I did too.
Like, come on, either come on or don't. One of the two.
But that's the way I feel Mike Tomlin would be. So I'm just surprised that Mike Tomlin is in this position, letting a quarterback control their whole program.
Listen, Mike Tomlin's no fool. He knows that, you know, he's only going to be able to get into the first round so many times before everybody turns on him. And so I think the organization knows that Tomlin's going to keep that team good enough where they're never going to get in position to pick high enough to take a quarterback. So you're in that position, you're stuck kind of seeing what's out there on the free agent market. Aaron Rodgers, I think.
You still thinks he's got a shot.
I still think he can. I think there it would be the perfect situation for him.
All right.
He's got two very volatile receivers, though.
Not only that.
DK Metcalf and George Pickens.
Not only and he's never really had volatile receivers.
No, they always fall in line for him, which they kind of should, but I can't see George Pickens really caring at some point in the season and just yelling at Aaron Rodgers.
I think he should be careful because DK might choke slam him.
That is also true.
They're the same size height-wise, maybe. But
don't tell me that the Steelers, the one last franchise I felt like I could count on, is going to become a circus next year.
They've been a circus before now. Antonio Brown was once one of their wide receivers, and he was a circus every week.
All right. The other NFL note today, the New England Patriots have themselves an actual NFL player now on the roster. They have signed four-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Stephon Diggs. $69 million. Oh, and by the way, $26 million guaranteed. Man, that's something to work toward.
Mike Vrabel really going to
$26 million guaranteed. I think Stephon Diggs is set.
I mean, yeah, 26 is about a quarter of it, or no, a third of it guaranteed. So
nicely done, Stephon.
He's recovering from knee.
ACL, he tore his ACL last year.
Stephon is talk about a low maintenance wide receiver. Stephon Diggs comes right to mind.
Fits right in there.
Sure. Padres off today, off tomorrow. Obviously, opening day Thursday. If you hadn't heard, the 4 or 5 starters have been basically decided. Steven Kolek has been sent back to the minor league. So it will be Randy Vasquez. It will be Kyle Hart, the 4 or 5 starters for the Padres. To start the season, you got, of course, Cease, King, and King on opening day. Cease and then Nick Pivetta, the other one. Darvish, is there an official time how long he has to be out, Tony? Till the end of April, is it already, or do
how
we
long
know?
He has to? I mean, he goes on the IL to start the season. I think it's 15 for pitchers. So
okay, so you know, middle of April. Soonest for Darvish.
I think everybody has to remember, you know, Darv's age, his history. They're not going to be in a rush to like get him back. Because the goal for Darv is to get him through all of the season, not just the first couple of months, and then have him break down. So I don't think they're going to rush this. I think they're going to make sure he's feeling perfectly fine before he comes back.
Yeah, I agree with you, Tony. Couple of other quick notes. Stanford fired their football coach today. Troy Taylor had already been in trouble because a bunch of female staffers had come out and said that he had treated them poorly. Inappropriately, et cetera. I guess Stanford has decided they don't even want to deal with it. So out goes Troy Taylor. Good news for you, Coach Taylor. You don't have to fly on a charter to North Carolina 6 times next year. So that's good.
Chris,
you'll
never get over it.
No, I'll never get over it until Stanford and Cal come back to the West
Coast. Go ahead and jump on back into that pack.
Yes, we'll take you. One baseball note, I think of local interest to people, the former number one overall pick in the Major League Baseball draft, a San Diegan from Scrabby's High School, Mickey Moniak, released by the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim today. Third most favorite Maverick.
I don't even want to ask who did. I know who won.
Well, I think Matt Scraby's won.
No.
Kevin O'Connell, 2.
Yeah,
and
Kevin O'Connell's
Mickey,
number
3.
He did just win NFL Coach of the
Chase
Year.
No, Chase is the second, right?
You got Chase Budinger.
Oh, Chase
Budinger,
probably he's probably number
what?
Number 4.
Who's
maybe
2?
Maybe he's tied for me.
You said no earlier.
In San Diego, who do you think is more famous, Mickey Moniak or Matt Scraby?
Scraby, you've moved out of the top 10 a long time ago.
I'm trying to think of who else I went to school with. I'm sure there's plenty of people that did more than I did. All right.
I mean, considering your tales of the bank teller, I'm quite sure that there are some people who did more than you have.
I hate you.
You, Mark.
I'm not a mark. I had a job for 8 years because I was also the branch counterfeit detector.
Why are they giving you such important jobs?
Because I was good at it.
Is that a job? BCD,
yes.
Branch
counterfeit detector. I had to go to some training, and they had us go through a bunch of money, and I had to pick out all the counterfeit bills, and I knew which ones were counterfeit.
Matt Scraby, branch counterfeit
detector.
Sounds like a Saturday Night Live skit, honestly.
They just made it an area for you to work.
You know what the worst part? I know I'm taking us off topic so much.
For the record, it has been all Scraby today taking us off the rails. Just
you know
so
what
you know.
Happens when you turn in a counterfeit bill? Even if you don't know you had a counterfeit bill, you just lose it. So this one person got paid one time, $1,000 for something.
And all counterfeit?
All counterfeit. Mm.
Oh.
And I go, these are counterfeit. And they're like, oh, okay, well, can I have them back? No, I have to send them in.
Sorry, buddy.
So the person who brings in the counterfeit bill... loses it.
Oh,
that's brutal. So always make sure your money's real.
Yeah, that's definitely brutal.
Make sure your cash is real, everybody.
So we got to all walk around one of those markers now and just like check.
No, you could tell. You could tell by the feel. The feel is it.
Really?
Yes.
Sorry, we could tell by the feel.
Well, because you can't buy the paper that they make the money on. So when you're trying to,
so just the average Joe can tell the difference.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
I don't either.
I wish I could bring in some counterfeit money because you guys would know that the feeling is what it is. It does not feel
when
like
you
money.
Have the other bill next like to paper. you can tell, right?
Well, I mean, and I always
if you're just walking
bill.
Through the normal day and a 7-Eleven clerk hands you some fake money, you wouldn't know. You think you're just getting it
do
out?
Do you take your fingers and thumbs and rub it over the money every time you receive a bill from somebody?
Man,
you
oh my
don't.
Gosh.
You don't.
20 out of my wallet.
You don't.
Hold on. I just have receipts
again.
Falling everywhere out of my wallet. See, this $20 bill right here. There's a couple things you could do. You put it up in the air. You see his watermark. You see the line through it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The feeling of it also. If you feel real paper, it feels completely different.
I mean,
this.
I'm sure they make paper that is close to that.
Dave says I agree with Scravy.
All right. You and Dave.
Chris goes,
Does anybody know that the nickel costs more to make than a nickel? Just thought I'd throw that in there.
That is a good fact.
Fun fact.
ESPN came out with its power rankings first of the year for Major League Baseball. Where do you think the Padres came in? Scraby.
Sorry, say that all again?
ESPN's ranking, top teams, power rankings, Major League Baseball, just prior to the start of the season. Where do you think the Padres come in?
Nine, says Tony.
I was going to say nine, too, but I'll go 10.
You go 10. Number 10. The Padres. Number 9, the Red Sox. Number 8, the Rangers. Number 7, the Yankees. Number 6, the Orioles.
Dang,
that's three straight
League
teams in the AL East. I think the rest are going to be National League because the American League stinks. Number 5, Diamondbacks.
There's a National.
Number 4, Mets. Number 3, Phillies. Number 2, Braves. Never mind number 1.
I don't believe that the Diamondbacks are better than Padres.
Yeah.
I don't think they're.
I'm not saying they are.
I know you're not. I think that's. Who's
well,
rankings
I mean,
these?
They just had a huge thing go on with the rotation. Jordan Montgomery getting Tommy John. So
this is ESPN's rankings.
I don't think he wasn't going to be in the rotation anyway.
But I think the most telling thing about this rankings is what we just said, that the American League stinks. The top 5 ranked teams are all in the National League.
Yeah.
And that says a lot right there. And then the 3 that are in there from the American League are all in the AL East. So, anyway. Speaking of the two divisions that really are terrible, according to ESPN, we'll preview the AL Central and AL West in just a little bit. But first, let's check some rush hour traffic for you. When we come back, we got to hear from Tom Izzo. We've been putting this off all day. But all you people that upset the Aztecs and the portal and the transferring and all that's ever going on in college basketball, Tom Izzo speaks for all of you next after traffic.
5:19 on the clock. Scraby's feeling pretty good. He's got some defenders in the chat.
Yeah,
Scraby. Well, man, money's easy to tell that it's counterfeit. You
paper,
can totally feel it.
The paper is now made out of a cotton linen blend.
Yes,
people
and
agree with you.
You can feel the difference.
Yeah,
well, people might be a little strong.
Right, one person. But to him, that's people.
Right.
When he gets one person, it's all people.
It's multiple.
But I agree with you that if you put two bills, one counterfeit, one not, side by side, and really look at them,
you
can tell the difference. But if somebody gives you a stack of 6 bills and sticks 3 counterfeit in the middle there, I don't know people who actually thumb through that carefully to make sure their bills are not counterfeit.
A lot of people don't make counterfeit bills that are smaller. So it's usually bigger bills because what's the point of making a bunch of $5 bills?
I'll honest with you. When I go to the ATM and I push $200, let's say, and then the stack comes out, I take it, I fold it, I put it in my pocket.
100%.
Okay,
I'll tell you.
8 bills there and
me
I
too.
Would not know.
Me
as
too.
A guy who
I'd be wrong
as
every
a guy
time.
Who used to service the ATMs when I worked at Bank of America,
okay.
As I pop my collar.
Here we go.
the money that we get, like I'm still working there.
Yeah.
You're definitely not working anymore.
The money that they got was coming from a Federal Reserve type bank. So they bring them in these big bricks of $20,000 each.
I get you.
Get the counterfeit because it's already been run through the Federal Reserve. So you are safe getting money out of an ATM.
I'm not safe in the sense that I don't count how much money I get. I just put it away. And now if my wife just heard that, she's going to read me the riot
are you
act
saying
when I get
like
home.
Are you saying like if the ATM gives you 180 instead of you?
I wouldn't know. That's right. Tony agrees with me.
Yeah, for sure.
That's insane.
You sit there in your car and go 20, 40.
Well, I get
while
it right
I'm behind you.
Now I'll count it. I'll count it because I have been shortchanged out of an ATM before. Huh.
Yes, and it will be very apparent because, like, when people used to come to us and say, hey, the ATM shorted me, at the end of the day, when we go count the ATM, it's going to have more money. And if it's the right thing, they're telling the truth. But a lot of people aren't telling the truth.
Money makes people do some weird stuff, man.
Really weird stuff. Bank of America,
like
really getting a lot of promotion today.
like trick tellers into giving them an extra $3,000.
I'm sure Wells Fargo has the same issues, so we can be equal opportunity.
Of course, Adam Paul in the chat has to disagree with me. When I'm talking about counterfeit money coming from ATMs that's safe, bank ATMs, where you actually get shipments of money, not those ATMs at liquor stores.
Those are no good.
I'm not going to lump those in with the bank ATMs because I have no idea what goes on with those.
How much do you have to pay in a service fee to use the liquor store ATM? Like
$1? They'll run a dollar.
Well, I don't know.
It's never been $3.75.
What about to say? It's up $3 or
$3.
More. Yeah, most of the time.
All right. Well, I'll blow $3 on a candy bar, but I will never blow $3 on an ATM fee.
That's why
never gonna happen.
That's why you have to get a bank that pays your ATM fees like I do.
I would honestly rather
it's an online bank.
I'd rather be without the money than pay the $3 fee. Won't get the money.
I've gotten to that point in my life.
Yeah.
I wasn't always there, but I'm definitely there now. Like, nah, not giving you my $3.50.
Yeah.
So right. I can take money out. It's ridiculous.
All right. You know what? I'm going to go home and wash my clothes. I'm going to do my banking. I think we got to get our lives together, people. I think that's the real moral of this show today.
Do you see my hair in the camera? I'm just seeing this. This is the type of day. It's just all crazy, and it's like
am I starting to see some grays pop up on that bad boy?
Of course. Yeah, I got a lot of gray. Look at the side of my beard.
Well, I knew you had it on your face. I didn't see
no,
it
No, I
in
definitely
your
have gray in my hair.
Getting old.
I am getting old.
Let's hear it from my man Tom Izzo.
All right, let's do that.
Tom Izzo is speaking from a place that I think a lot of San Diego State fans are feeling right now. And as we would expect, he hit the nail on the head.
Talking about the transfer portal.
But what my team's done has been incredible. And I'm not ready to move on. So, Judd, I followed what you said. You know, I'm going to worry today about the guys I got in this program that have done an incredible job this year, and that's it. And if that costs me later, so be it. But Tom Izzo isn't cheating the people that he has that have been loyal to him for this chaos that is going on out there. Is that cool? You got enough?
Because
you don't understand. When I came back Sunday night, that was it. There was nothing on my mind but giving these guys a chance to win one more game, get to Elite Eight, and one more game, and have a memory that'll last their entire life, their kids' life, and their grandkids' life. Because that's what it is. And so excuse me for being passionate about it or pissed off about it, whichever words you want to use, but I'm not going to talk about it because it's not fair. It's not fair to the people. You could say it's fair to your program. I'll run my program like I want to run my program. And people have a disagreement with that, God bless them. But these guys that gave me everything they could give me are going to have a chance. And I'm not going to screw it up by spending any time on other stuff other than, you know, I don't eat, I don't sleep right now. So why in the hell would I do something else that might benefit me a year from now? And really, it's not going to benefit me now because I don't know what I have. I don't know how much money I have. I don't know which players are leaving or staying. I don't have any idea. So why would I do that? Waste of time.
Talk to him, Tom.
Yeah, I, you know, preach, Tom. Here's the thing. when you win a national championship or two like he's done, it gives you a little bit more latitude to say these kinds of things.
Rick Pitino's another one.
Rick Pitino can do it. But, you know, I'm with him. And what they were basically trying to get him to admit, you know, is, you know, are you going into the portal? Are you looking for players for next year? And he's like, wait, no, we're still playing now.
I think, and
I like what he's saying, but he's also admitting that he might be falling a step or two behind. They should not open the portal when the season's still going.
I was just going, football, we just watched football do the same exact stupid thing.
I know.
Just push it off until the end of the season.
Two more weeks, we can
wait. It's not that difficult. This is not a hard fix. This isn't something that's going to end up in the courts. Just move it back 2 weeks, in this case, or whatever the last day of the final game that can be played.
You know that Magoon Gwath, based on the rules, could have gone into the transfer portal on Monday, as he did, with the Aztecs still scheduled to play this weekend in the Final 16.
Somebody did that this weekend. Yeah. I think it might have been somebody in Tennessee.
It was someone who plays for Michigan.
Michigan.
Scottie Pippen's son.
Jumped in the portal. They're still in the tournament.
Yeah. That Magoon Gwath could have done that, too, if the Aztecs were still alive.
How do you show up to the arena?
I don't get it.
Your teammates got to be looking at you sideways a little bit like, dang, dog, you couldn't wait till we lost?
But it's the same thing with the coaches. I mean, Nico Medved was just waiting for Colorado State to lose so that he could take the job at Minnesota. And I wonder if they would have gone to the Sweet 16. Would Minnesota have moved on and gone to somebody else? Because he wouldn't have been ready to accept the job? The whole thing is so badly messed up.
Yeah. I don't, and you know, so Zig didn't make me feel any better about it. He's like, hey, there's no end in sight.
Yeah, if you listen to Mark Ziegler was on earlier, and he did not paint a great picture.
Yeah.
There just isn't one. But maybe a few more people like Tom Izzo coming out and being honest and saying, I'm not going to go into the portal till my season's over.
I do like.
Could make a change or at least think about a change.
I do like that we are starting to hear more coaches be coaches and not be scared to say these type of things. I hope that that's a trend that just keeps growing. Because I think, I don't know.
They're the ones that have a little power, maybe.
Yeah.
That was a good speech by Tom Izzo. By the way, I said yesterday, because you brought up Pitino just now, he took all the criticism for leaving a star player on the bench at the end of the game against Arkansas.
Who wasn't playing well, right.
Who was not only not playing well, but if you saw the game, the kid's mind was in the clouds. He was 3-for-17. He'd given up on the game. That's why Pitino took him out. I am convinced of it. It was nothing to do with the shooting percentage. It was the fact that the kid was not mentally engaged in the game. And I've never been a Pitino fan, but I like what he did. Because he finally stuck by what he said, which is, I don't care if you miss a shot. Do something else to help us win.
Right.
And he had the guts to sit his best player because he wasn't doing the things necessary. I hope that message gets around also.
Yeah.
You're not guaranteed to be in the game.
The crazy part, listen, I didn't see that game, but I had a hard time believing Rick Pitino was going to take his best player out unless it was something along those lines.
I'm convinced it was.
And to hear people like defending it this morning are on Pitino for sitting him down.
Oh, they're ripping him, yeah.
It's just, I don't know, man.
Well, they don't know. They don't understand.
And that's the thing. How do you fix your mouth to rip somebody when you don't exactly know? And this is the problem with numbers. This is a problem with people who only read box scores and look at the game from that standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
If a coach knows when his player is not giving the effort that he wants him to give.
Yeah.
And typically, when you don't do that, you get pulled out of the game, regardless of what the game is.
Yeah, and they don't do it now as much because the players... The other funniest line of the weekend was the Maryland kid who hit the winning shot against Colorado State.
He might be my new favorite dude, by the way.
When they asked him, why do you guys listen to what the coach, you know, and follow the coach? He goes, well, he's the guy who gives us all the money. And the coach went...
Hey, he was honest. That's a freshman right there. He's like, hey, he's the one that's paying us all this money. At least that's the least we can do is listen to him.
Quick question, Tony. Did he travel, that Maryland guy?
No.
Absolutely not.
He took three stops. Nobody said it. So in real time, you said that.
I did. I literally did.
I definitely don't believe you, Scraby.
I
if Chris would have told me he saw it in real time, then I don't believe you at all.
I at least questioned it in my mind. I don't know if I could have called it if I was standing on the court.
In real time, I didn't even think anything of it. And then when it's slowed down in milliseconds like it is, and everybody becomes an official, and then, yeah, okay, I can see why you might think that.
I screamed, that's traveling!
All right. It's not traveling. It's a bucket game winner.
You and my wife, the two blouses. Rams fans.
I was mad because I took Colorado State to go a couple more rounds.
That's why you were mad.
Yeah. And then they went down, Colorado State made that shot to put them up. I was like, okay, they're going to win.
Psych.
And then traveling. And a made basket. Did he call bank? I don't think he counts.
Absolutely, he called bank.
In the middle of the air, he said, bank!
And the next announcer that says on a bank shot, oh, the bank is open. Please, let's move past that line. It's not interesting and funny
anymore.
Just
go back to the kiss.
Kiss off the glass.
All right, let's get to break. When we come back, we finish our American League preview and predictions on the other side.
Before we jump in, this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Eliminite Termite. The orange oil experts have termites. Eliminite Termite inspects, treats, and repairs termite damage, all with a full structural warranty. Our orange oil treatment is safe for people, pets, and the planet. No tent, no move out. Protect your home naturally. Schedule a free inspection at EliminiteTermite.com. Do you guys want to start with the AL Central? Or we are going to start with the AL Central, actually. So, Tony, who is your AL Central champion this year?
This one's tough. This division, as Chris pointed out earlier, has been dreadful in the past.
But they had three playoff teams last year, which is strange.
Which was going to lead me to my next statement, which is they ended up with three playoff teams. And they all made a little bit of noise. They made it difficult on their opponents. There's at least, in my opinion, three teams that could win this division. Twins, Tigers, Royals. I can't quite commit to the Royal bandwagon.
Hmm.
So, I'm going to go with the Twins.
Oh, okay.
Twins were not one of the three playoff teams last year.
They were not. They led most of that.
Yes, they fell apart
division most of that
September.
Year, but couldn't close. You know what? I will go with Kansas City.
You oh, wow! After all that was a that was
you
a very
said you were on the
weird way to get there. But okay.
I said everybody, I just can't quite commit. But I'm going to commit. I'm going to commit.
All right.
I picked the Twins last year and they let me down. I think that's a little gunshot on that. No, I'm changing again. Tigers.
Oh my goodness!
Sorry, that's how this division is. Like, flip a coin.
You sure you don't want to say Guardians real quick? You got a minute to go to the try them.
I thought about it. Okay. Tigers. I'm going Tigers.
Chris?
I was on the Tigers before Tony started.
Really?
Yeah, I liked the Tigers. I liked their manager, first of all. Even though he got caught up in the trash can thing, I think he can manage.
Even though he cheated?
Move on.
Move on.
Wait a second.
We don't have time. We got two divisions to pick. I'm not going to argue with you right now.
He got caught up in that scandal where he
did
cheated.
Did he set the whole thing up?
He knew about it.
Yeah, he knew, but he didn't set it up. Matter of fact, I think the report said that he instructed
Beltran,
whoever it was, to
take it down.
Take it. We got to stop. It's too late, though.
I'll leave that.
John
for another
Boy
day.
Had already figured him out.
John Boy had it.
I'm going to go with the guards.
Repeat.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's in the interest of time. Last place team for me. I mean, there's only one team in last place. I'm sorry to your friend Will Venable, but the White Sox are going
to
come.
I don't
last.
Think you need to apologize.
Okay.
Will very well knows where his team is right now.
Chris.
The only way Will can make it out of there is to make up 41 games in the standings. That is not a task anybody can do.
I mean, the bar is low, though.
Yeah.
The bar is low.
The bar is as low as it's ever
so
been
we're
in
all
history.
Agreeing on the White Sox.
Yes.
All right, Chris, you're up now.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the... Where am I? Oh, MVP of the division. Sorry.
Well, it's easy to go with Bobby Witt. He's so good. He'd probably go 40-40 this year. But I'm going to give a little love to the guy that gets overlooked every year in this division. That's
Ramirez.
Jose Ramirez. Yeah. He's automatic. He almost goes 40-40, too. And then nobody gives him any credit.
Yeah, no one talks about it.
Yeah. All right. Bobby Witt. Well, Ramirez is the same thing, but you don't hear anything. I'll say Ramirez.
All right, Tony?
I'll also say Ramirez. He is... probably the most underrated player in all of baseball.
Easily.
He doesn't get talked about nearly enough.
And he's got a good right hook.
Strong.
Strong, quite strong. Anderson! I'm going to go with Bobby Witt Jr., my guy.
Yeah.
My guy, Bobby Witt Jr.
All right.
Tony, best newcomer to the division. AL Central.
So this is there's a technicality in this one right here.
Oh, you got the technical. Oh, now you're on his case.
You're going to get me angry.
I think I want to. He left the division. He's back in the division. So I guess he can't be a newcomer then, huh?
Yeah, he can.
Who?
He's new. Hey, you got Santander in the East. He just changed teams. So I think you can do this. Who is it?
Mr. Flaherty.
Jack Flaherty. Fair enough. He's back in
Chris
the division.
Chris goes, yeah, you can do it because I did it earlier.
Yeah, I did it earlier, so it seems fine.
All right.
Yeah, Flaherty joins the Tigers.
Chris? He's back.
Who was he with last year? Tigers?
The Dodgers. Yeah, no, Tigers, the Dodgers, Dodgers, Tigers.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. Confused me. I'm going to go for fun with the Minnesota Twins' new first baseman. If you know who that is, you know who my newcomer is. If you don't know who it is, you're not a good Aztec.
Ty France.
Yes.
I didn't even know
totally
that. I
totally forgot that Ty was there.
I'll take Ty.
Good call.
I really don't even know.
That's welcome.
There's
to
not
the,
very many.
Welcome
good.
To the AL
not
Central.
Not very many people raised their hand when they said, "Do you want to join a team in the AL Central?"
You can the go. AL West
you can
is
go
even
with
worse.
Jonathan India.
There's not. Very
I thought
many
about
newcomers.
That. You know what? I will go with Jonathan
because there's no one else left. Of course,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, we're gonna go no Jonathan India. All right, I do have a pick for this one though. My Cy Young for the division AL Central
is
Cole Reagans.
All right,
from the Royals.
From the Royals.
Who?
Cole Reagans. Reagans
going right past our guy Lugo and Waka.
Waka Flocka Flame.
Right. Yes, I am going right past them. Chris, okay. Your Cy Young.
Scooble won them all last year. He was the Triple Crown winner.
Yeah.
But it's no fun to pick him. I like one of the Twins guys, and it's either Ryan or Bailey. Bailey Ober is like dominant, and then he's terrible. I'll go Ryan. Joe Ryan, Twins. Stays healthy.
Tony, Cy Young?
I'm going to go with the Twins' best pitcher. Pablo.
Yeah.
Lopez.
Now they're all good. Twins have good pitchers.
All right, so there we go for the AL Central. Now we move to an even worse division, the AL West. And we'll start with you, Chris. Who's your champion?
I do not like the Houston Astros anymore.
Houston.
Houston.
Yeah. I don't like the Mariners anymore. I can't see the other two, so I would have to go with Bochy.
Rangers.
Texas bounces back after a 76-86 finish last year.
I agree. They picked up a lot of guys in the offseason. Tony?
Rangers.
Sweep.
All right. I guess I'm up next. No, you're up next, Tony. Last place team.
Everybody's jumping on the Sacramento A's bandwagon. Like they're the team that's going to be something.
Well, they did finish well ahead of the Angels last year, believe it or not.
I want to believe the Angels are going to do something other than finish last.
The Angels were six worse than the A's.
Ugh. I'm going to say the A's.
All right. Chris?
I'm going to say the A's, too, for one reason. Because their name is the Athletics only. I hate that.
Yeah, me too.
You don't
and they're
understand
wearing
how
a
much,
Las Vegas patch in Sacramento.
To me, it's like nails on a chalkboard. You got to have a city name, and they don't want one, so they finish last.
I will refrain from talking about it again. Got a little hand slap.
You did?
Not really, but
because we'll move off of this.
Yeah, as we
Tony mentioned something about the A's and on a broadcast, I think is what I'm gathering.
All right. Yeah,
I'll just leave it there.
I'm gonna go. I wanted to be different, but I'm going to go the A's.
Angels are there for you if you want to take them.
No, because my division MVP is none other than...
Michael Trout.
Mike Trout.
That's because he took him in the 10th round of his draft. Ain't that
I
something?
Know. I know. But, you know, Mike Trout could be an MVP.
He could.
He's won it like six times.
He could stay healthy.
The world's worst pick.
Yeah, Chris, MVP.
Yordan Alvarez.
Just great call.
Dominates every time.
Tony?
Corey Seager.
Yeah.
Corey!
All right. I am not up first here. Chris is up first, and it's going to be the newcomer of the division.
Well, again, the Astros have some guys here. Christian Walker, Isaac Paredes. The Rangers have the guy, though. Just to upset the Padre fans, just to tweak the knife a little.
Wow.
I'm going to go Kyle Higashioka for the All-Stars and another big season.
I know he was having a good spring.
He did have a good spring, yeah. I heard, yeah.
I saw Kyle came by the
They just
complex,
played them.
And he was talking to, I think he was talking to Michael King. So I walked up to him, I said, hey, man, congratulations. Happy for you.
Got your bag.
So I said, way to get the bag. And he just broke out laughing.
That's cool. I like that. He deserves it.
He
now,
did.
Real quick, does Jacob DeGrom count as a newcomer since he hasn't played for about six years?
I was about to use him. He's only pitched like, what?
Yeah.
Three games for them?
I know. So that was... Scraby, you make a call.
No.
Wait.
You said, who's your newcomer? You just said
I didn't
it.
Say anybody.
Oh, gosh. Okay. How about you, Tony?
My newcomer will be Christian Walker.
All right.
Christian Walker, yeah. He's a good player.
I really didn't know who to pick, so I just picked...
Just now?
No. I picked it earlier. I thought I was kind of smart, but... Tony, who's your division Cy Young?
Jacob DeGrom.
Really?
Yeah. He's gonna have a dude who got ridiculous stuff.
Does he have an arm lift?
He has one. He just haven't seen it.
He has one. Chris, division Cy Young for the AL West.
Well, to the detriment of the Athletics, it's not going to be Luis Severino. So that was stupid money. Just for you, Scraby, in case you didn't pick him this year. I'll say Logan Gilbert.
Oh.
DeGrom, I think, is the best guy, but it's him staying healthy is not a good bet.
I do not have George Kirby in my fantasy league this year.
I'm taking Logan Gilbert, not Kirby.
All right. Whew. You guys made me think. I'm just going to go with my first instinct and name brand starting pitcher in the American League West, Framber Valdez.
Framber.
You know... About 4 years ago when we did this, maybe longer, I know we were in the AL Central, and it was like top newcomer or something, or a guy we never heard of. And I remember I said Dylan Cease. Uh-huh. I don't know why. I remember this. I'd read it about him, and he was like this up-and-coming guy. And I recall you guys going, oh, who's that?
Yeah.
And then it was one of the picks that I got right. And then when we interviewed him last week, I wanted to somehow slip that story in there, but I didn't know how to do it. So.
Oh, I was going to say, did I miss that part?
Yeah, I didn't. Didn't mention it.
He left it alone.
He made me look good, though. I was happy with him for that.
I love that he told you guys he wants to do an entire podcast on his no-hitter. And I think I honestly may take him up on that. We could go through pitch by pitch if he wants to break it down.
He would break it down, too.
I would do that. That would be really fun. I'm putting it out there.
Well, go ask him. I mean, you're in a clubhouse more than most people, and you're already known as a guy that won't talk to anybody. It's time to change that narrative.
You're right. I do. I'm going to do it different this year.
Joe Musgrove said, you know, you're obviously aloof when you go into the clubhouse. You won't say hello to anybody.
Why do you guys think I get so nervous? Because when Chris left the night that we were leaving, I was just finishing up, and Joe Musgrove walked out of the clubhouse, and it was just me and Joe, and so... I was like, hey. He goes, what's up, man? And we're talking. He said he was excited about the Aztecs game. I said I was excited about the Aztecs game. Turns out we didn't need to be excited about the Aztecs game.
Yeah,
but I was like super nervous. And Joe Musgrove is he's not intimidating. He's very welcoming. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's just to finish up on a sadder note. But, I mean, Bryce Miller, that was one of his superpowers. Writer for the UT, and we had the sports editor on yesterday talking about how Bryce Miller could go talk to anybody.
And
get him to open up, and that was a superpower he had. So
for sure.
Maybe you can try to learn that, Scraby, and carry on the legacy.
I have to do something because what I'm doing is not working.
It's not working.
No.
All right, so there's all our picks. We got anything? Tonight's kind of a quiet night in the sports world. Lakers are idle. What's happened to the Lakers here all of a sudden, Tony, after a big hot streak?
You know,
the
honeymoon is kind of...
Honeymoon's over for Luka.
Over, and now we got to kind of get back to work. They when they were on that incredible run, they were, as fun as they were to watch offensively, they were one of the best defensive teams. That has kind of went away the last
Even
three.
I would say, what in the world happened with 146 points?
Come on, dog.
That was ridiculous. That,
now, in their defense, everything the Bulls were throwing up that night.
It must have.
My man White, I don't even know that he was looking at the rim.
He's been on
half
fire.
Half of the shots.
He had 30-something points last night. And I do want to ask you, because I know you saw it, the move Bouzelis made on Luka on the baseline when he went behind the back, dribbled around him on the and then went up and dunked.
That guy was pissing me off all game.
I don't know where he
just
came
because
up with
he
that
was,
move.
Because he was killing us.
I don't know where he came up with
Not
that.
Not only was he doing that, he was shooting like rainbow threes that were hitting the roof.
Yeah.
And not even touching the rim at all.
Well, the good news for you in that is that was his second good game of the year.
Of course. He's probably got his third coming up then since we're playing him again.
Bulls and Lakers again Thursday for us Bulls fans.
I always see Luka in pictures. He's always going,
"Hey,
what are you doing?"
My man Luka, I know he wears on.
he's talking to them all game. All right, well, off we go. Scraby's Chronicles are next. Today was a crazy show. I might go home and listen to the whole thing again. It was that.
It was pretty good.
It was that wonderful.
Bank stories at 4:15.
Thanks for being part of it. Yeah, listen to Scraby's Bank Stories. If you want to learn about laundry, listen to the beginning of the show. We covered it all, baby.
We did.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Chronicles up next.
Woohoo!